to the Anat Baniel Method for Next, lesson number 3. Congratulations for staying with the program. I trust that by now you're experiencing positive changes. Remember that by doing the movements slowly and gently, you give yourself the opportunity to transform harmful habits into harmonious new ones. You get to rid yourself of pain and increase your strength and flexibility. So now, please lie on your back and scan the way you're lying on the floor. Feel the contact of the right heel with the floor and come up along the right leg, behind the right knee, the right thigh, and continue the right buttock and diagonally up through the spine to your left shoulder blade, your left shoulder, and the left side of your neck. And come down from the left side of the neck and the left shoulder blade, diagonally through the back, the spine, to the pelvis, and down your right leg to the right heel. And now note the way your left heel is lying on the floor and up the left leg, behind the left knee, the left thigh, the left half of your pelvis, through the back, diagonally up to your right shoulder blade and right shoulder and right side of your neck, and come down from the right shoulder and shoulder blade through the torso and the back and the pelvis to the left leg, all the way down to the left heel. And briefly feel the diagonal from the right heel to the left shoulder, and then the other diagonal. And then for a brief second, see whether you can feel both diagonals simultaneously. And now place both arms above your head, both arms above your head, long if you can, on the floor, and do a movement to elongate, spread your hands a little so they're more or less spread like the legs are. And now elongate your right hand, your right arm and hand, and back. Do a movement to slide the right arm on the floor so it gets a little longer, and back. And as you elongate the right arm like this, where in yourself do you feel the motion? And stop it. Slowly place the arms down, easy, gently. And rest for a second or for a few seconds. And again, scan the two diagonals from right to left and from left to right. And feel if one is a little clearer than the other. And now place your left arm, both arms above your head. Just this time elongating the left one and leaving it alone. Sliding the left arm to get a little longer and back. And again, note which parts you feel participate in the motion when you lengthen the left arm like this. In which parts do you think or imagine that need to participate in lengthening the left arm above your head? Is it the wrist, the fingers, the elbow, the left shoulder, anywhere in the back, anywhere in the chest? Need the pelvis be involved at all? The leg, the other leg, the heels, the feet, the neck. And slowly again put both arms down and rest. Again, place both arms above your head. And with the legs spread, bend your left knee and place left foot standing. The left foot spread from the right leg. And now, again, elongate the right arm, except that this time do the movement so that you start by putting pressure on your left foot so that you create a force that will go from your left foot through your left hip joint, diagonally through the pelvis and the spine and the chest to your right shoulder to help push gently and elongate your right arm. And then leave it alone. And do this over and over again, each time thinking that you start by creating a force going up from the leg, through the leg, the hip joint, the pelvis, diagonally to your right shoulder and right arm and hand. And by doing it like this over and over, gradually you will gain the ability to have a clear sensation and perception of that kind of relationship, connection between the movement of the leg and the movement of the arm with whatever is happening in between. You leave the head quietly and you just press on the foot through the hip, through the spine, elongating the right arm. And feel if you exhale or inhale Or are you tending to hold your breath? And if you do, maybe you can find a way of thinking about what you do so you can keep breathing freely as you push on the foot, the left foot, to assist elongate the right arm. The most important part of this movement right now is for you to get clearer and clearer by sensation of the passage of the force from the foot to the tip of your fingers. And slowly stop it, bring the arms down slowly. For some of you, it will create a great change in the shoulder blade and neck organization. So you should take care when you bring the arms down to do it slowly and safely. And again, listen to the two diagonals and feel the clarity of each one of your diagonals like this. And now again, place both arms and hands above your head. Bend this time the right knee and place the right foot standing. And gently, slowly, start producing a force that will move from the foot through the right leg, right thigh, right hip joint, the pelvis, through diagonally to the left shoulder blade, left shoulder, to assist elongate the left arm. And once you do that, you stop it altogether. And you start again following with your attention the passage of force, gentle force. It's not a question of forcing, but there is some force because there is some movement. And this easy movement, feel the passage of force from the foot through to the arm, each time making it a little clearer, a little fuller. And please leave this alone. Bring the arms down slowly, carefully, and stretch your leg and rest. Again, noting the two diagonals and the clarity in each of them. And place both arms above your head. Bend both knees, put the feet standing. And now push on both feet and create that kind of slight pressure that will travel diagonally from the right leg to the left shoulder, and from the left leg to the right shoulder, to elongate both arms at the same time. Do both arms at the same time, and you leave it alone. You push with the feet so that it facilitates for you to lengthen the arms above your head.
And do you breathe in or do you breathe out when you do this movement? And is one diagonal easier to feel and perceive, and the passage of force is clearer than the other? It's most likely, since people have a dominant leg, like we have a dominant hand and arm. And leave it alone. Slowly bring down your arms, straighten your legs, and rest. Feel, of course, the breathing, and keep noting the changes in the way you are, in the way you feel. And roll to lie on your belly, please. Roll to lie on your belly and spread your legs a little bit comfortably. Place both arms above your head, as straight as you can have it comfortably in the elbows. And now start lengthening, elongating your right arm. Whatever, just gently feel the motion of elongating the right arm upward above your head. And again, feel where through yourself do you feel the movement initially. And stop it and rest like you are on your belly. And feel how you're lying on the floor. And now feel the diagonal from the right heel along the back of the right leg to the left shoulder and arm. And the other diagonal. And feel if the diagonal from behind is as clear or not as it was in front. And now start elongating your left arm. And is the way your head turned influencing the ease of elongating the arm or not? And if yes, which way is easiest and most convenient to turn the head? You may experiment for yourself and find out whether you perceive differences and whether you can feel which is the way that's most conducive to doing this movement of elongating the left arm and back. And leave it alone, roll to lie on your back, and rest. And feel how you're lying. Feel how you're breathing. Feel the parts now that seem to have more clarity in your perception. and listen to one diagonal and the other, and note if there are any changes in the clarity of those perceptions, those feelings. And roll back to lie on your belly. Lie on your belly and again spread your legs comfortably. Turn your face to your left so that the head lies on the right ear. The arms are long above your head. Put the toes of both feet as if for running. That means you stand your feet on your toes. Straighten the legs. That means you lift the knees off the floor and you straighten the legs. And now push on the toes of the left foot through the pelvis diagonally to elongate the right arm. And do this over and over again until gradually you will feel clearer and clearer the passage of force from the left foot, from the left foot to the right arm. You need, of course, to make sure that you are actually following the directions in terms of left and right. That means that sometimes a person believes they're doing what they're hearing and they're actually doing something very different. So every so often it's important to stop a second and check that you're doing that which you believe you're doing. This moment it's pushing on the toes of the left foot. The toes of both feet are standing. Both legs are in the air. And it's the left one where you create the motion, you push on the toes so that it creates a force moving upwards to elongate the right arm. And then you stop it and you start it all over again. And feel if you can decrease the effort in the chest and in the shoulder blades and in the sternum in front, so that gradually whatever force you create in your leg will go through your skeleton with as little loss of power as possible. That the power will go through the skeleton and be translated into motion instead of being translated into friction and push and pull in the joints and in the muscles and in the tendons. And stop it and rest for a moment like this on your front. And note the diagonals again from one heel to the opposite shoulder and from the other heel to its opposite shoulder. And feel if the diagonals get clearer, if one is clearer than the other. And slowly roll your face, turn your face to the right, placing the left ear on the floor. Both arms above your head, the toes like for running. Lift the knees off the floor. And now push on the toes of the right foot, creating a force that will pass through the leg, the pelvis, the spine, to the left shoulder, shoulder blade, and help elongate the left arm. Feel if this diagonal, there is clear passage of force or less clear, And you will see that after doing this movement a number of times, you will be able yourself to note when it is that you produce any minute amount of force, and you can feel clearly the passage of the force through your whole self. Whereas then when you do it with another part that's not organized yet to do it, you feel the extreme difference where you produce force and it seems to create no motion, to go nowhere. And if your feet, your toes get tired, you stop a second and then you continue. You might find it surprising to what extent at times with adults this movement seems and feels and is initially very difficult, even though for an outside observer it looks like barely doing anything. And rest, please. And for anyone who does running or jogging or jumping or any powerful movement, this learning can make a distinct difference. Now place your forehead on the floor, put both toes of both feet, the toes of both feet, as if for running, both arms above your head, lift the knees off the floor, and elongate both arms forward. And of course you stop and you listen to the passage of the force through one diagonal and the other, from the feet through the legs, the pelvis, the hip joints, the spine, the shoulders, and the arms. And then what happens in the back of the neck. Leave it alone, roll to lie on your back, and rest, please. And again, lying on your back, you will note changes, reorganizations. Just pay attention for yourself. Where and how have you been most affected by what you've just done? Feel the breathing. Listen to the sensation of the spine from the coccyx up to the base of the head. Feel if that line got a little more clear in your thinking, in your feeling. And of course, one diagonal in front and the other. Roll to your side and sit up. So, sit up that the right leg will be bent close to yourself and the left leg will be bent backwards. The right leg is bent in front of you, close to yourself, and the left leg is bent in the knee backwards, and you lean on your right hand and lift your left arm up towards the ceiling. You can look at the hand. It might be easier for you to do it this way. And now Start lengthening the left arm as if you're trying to touch the ceiling and back. And feel what in you participates in the motion. Elongate the arm, elongate the arm, keep elongating the arm, and feel where do you stop elongating the arm, and how come that's where you choose to stop the movement? You will see that more often than not, the limitation is in the thinking, not in the actual ability of motion. If you just keep elongating the arm and not stopping, you will see that you will start coming up to lean on the right hand and the two knees. And then the arm can keep elongating. And actually, that by itself needn't be the limitation. Except for this lesson, that's sufficient. You can elongate the arm until you actually stand on your knees. The arm by itself, once it's straight in the elbow, cannot elongate anymore. It's the maximum length of its structure. So, of course, if you want it to move, get longer in any direction, something else or other parts of yourself need to do something. And leave it alone. Lie on your back. And lying on your back, feel again the two diagonals and the sensation of length in the legs and in the arms and the feeling in the right side of your face and the left side of your face. And how come doing this movement can affect the feeling in the face. And roll through the other side, so this time your left leg will be bent towards you and the right leg will be bent backwards. The left leg is bent towards you, the right one backwards. And lean on your left hand behind you, somewhere not too far from the pelvis. Lift the right arm up towards the ceiling, more or less straight in the elbow without creating a huge effort, and start gradually doing small movements to begin with of elongating the right arm up until gradually more and more of yourself will become part of this act. But not by decision, but by feeling. That means you will keep doing the movement and allow yourself in each repetition to be involved in the movement more fully and more easily, graciously. That means that the whole of yourself will be present in the movement. And each part needs to do or not do according to the coordination of this specific movement. And the best guide, again, for oneself to know whether you're doing it closer and closer to the ideal in terms of minimal effort and reversibility of the motion, is the feeling of ease, lightness, and pleasure whilst doing the movement. That's it. And gradually you will see that you can come to lean on your knees and hand. And make sure that if you come on your knees, it's because you keep lengthening the arm. It's not because you push yourself up on your knees. It's through leaning on the hand and elongating the right one that gradually you get up on your knees. And leave this alone. Lie on your back and rest, please. And again, in resting on your back, you will pay attention to changes in the way you're lying. And when you lie, feel again the two diagonals. And now, when you're on your back, put both arms above your head and feel on the floor above your head. And not in front of you, the hands above your head. Above your head is the same place, independent of your position in relation to the floor. And feel how the hands are lying, the arms are lying now on the floor. Bend your left knee, place the left foot standing. And now go back to pressing on the left foot and creating a force that will travel through the leg and the pelvis diagonally to elongate your right arm. And feel from the first move, has it become clearer? Is the movement of the arm more clear in your mind and fuller? And now get hold with your left hand the wrist of the right one. Hold the wrist of your right hand with the fingers of your left hand from above your head, That means you take the left arm from above your head, bend it a little bit in the elbow, and get hold with the fingers of the left hand, the wrist of the right hand, the right arm. And keep doing the same thing. Just help elongate the right arm by slightly, delicately pulling on the right arm with the left hand. But only when you have pressed with the left foot and already created the force from the foot up to the hand, and you assist a little bit with your left hand for the arm to elongate. Or in other words, you assist for the chest to soften a little more and the ribs on the right side to be able to open more, separate a little more, so that the arm actually can slide and become longer. And now change over the legs and the arms and keep doing the same thing. Press on the right foot through the skeleton. Elongate your left arm, helping with the right hand, the fingers of the right hand holding the wrist of the left one. Or the left wrist. Allowing your left side to get longer and longer and longer. And leave it alone. Slowly put the arms down and rest. and roll to lie on your belly. Roll to lie on your belly. Again, with the legs spread comfortably. Bend your feet, your ankles. Put the toes like for running. Get hold with your left hand, the right wrist. And now lift both knees off the floor and push from the left foot diagonally to help elongate the right arm and help a little with the left hand pulling gently on the right wrist to help elongate it. But make sure you connect it from the foot up to the hand. You turn your face in the way that's most comfortable for you to do. And change the arms over, get hold with your right hand, the left wrist, and push with the toes of the right foot diagonally to help elongate the left arm. And of course, you turn the head the other way. And now leave both hands long, put the head on the forehead, and now straighten the knees and push both feet together, standing on the toes to elongate both arms forward, and feel if that has become clearer and wider in the range of the motion. And something different starts happening in the chest, in the upper ribs, the pelvis moves differently than before. And if the force travels clearer now from the toes to the tips of your fingers. Leave it alone. Roll to lie on your back, please. Roll to lie on your back and rest. And feel the generalized sensation of self and the general quality of contact with the floor. And now bend both knees, put both feet standing, spread the arms alongside yourself, not above the head, just alongside yourself. And now press the feet so that the spine is pushed upward, taller from in between the shoulder blades, without lifting the pelvis and without lifting the small of the back, just creating the kind of pressure from the feet that will press through the hips up and make you grow a little taller, and then you stop and do this gradually faster and faster until it becomes like a jello, easy jello movement of getting taller and back, that the chest and the belly and everything looks like as if you are shaking jello. And you grow taller in small, tiny, quick movements like that, and everything between the feet and the head becomes softer and softer. But you push to grow taller. The force goes towards the head, not towards the ceiling, not to sideways, not anywhere except to grow taller. Easy, simple. You can feel the shoulder blades sliding like this on the floor and relative to the chest, to the ribs. And leave it alone, stretch your legs, and just lie there for a second and feel how you're breathing, and feel the two diagonals again, and have they become any clearer now compared to the beginning of the lesson? And slowly roll to your side and get up. And in standing for a moment without moving or talking or doing anything else, listen to the pressure from the sole of the right foot through the leg, the hip, all the way up to the left shoulder and the head, and then the other diagonal. And then just walk slowly and feel how tall the head feels and how the head is carried now and how the feet touch the floor, the quality of contact between the feet and the ground, and any other thing that strikes you. And thank you.